Hey guys, how's it going? My name is John Pollock. I'm a summer intern with Shoreline. So I'm from Atlanta, but I moved here to Dallas this summer because I just heard so much great stuff about this church from some friends of mine at school, and really wanted to check it out and come here and experience ministry with you guys. And back home, I live with my mom, my dad, and two sisters. And I'm a student at Samford University and will be a junior there in the fall. And I love doing ministry. I love doing this. And I hope to work for a local church one day. So yeah, before I had a personal relationship with Jesus, I was walking in what I thought was a Christian life. But in reality, I had no desire to do what Christ asked of those who follow him. I prayed and I went to church. But it wasn't until after a relationship I had in high school that I really began to realize how flawed that relationship with Christ was, and in the end, really, like how non-existent it had been. So, in this relationship with this girl, we just ended up going like way too far, you know, sexually, and it was in a direction where I never thought, like before, you know, that relationship, like I would have gone. But that just mistakes went on. We did it for like 3 years, and I didn't believe anything was wrong at the time with my actions because I thought that as long as we weren't having sex, like, it wasn't an issue. But when the relationship was over, I was able to step back and see how, unhealthy that was and how much it didn't reflect a relationship with Christ. And additionally, I began to see after we broke up how, like, so much of my life had been centered around this dating relationship in a way that was unhealthy. When I looked back, so much of my prayer life was just, like, about her, you know, and about, like, you know, well-being or the relationship or whatever, and it wasn't really about, like, other things in life, which there's so much more to life than whatever relationship. And so I really began to see how that had become, like, an idol in my life. And that kept me from experiencing the freedom that God has offered us from sin in Christ. So God used this breakup to show me the areas of my life that I had not surrendered to him. I realized I needed to get connected with strong Christian community and start reading the Bible every day. And I read during, like, a senior year, like, in an empty class a lot I had. And so I was just able to, like, read for an hour. And to my surprise, I began growing in my faith really quickly, which made me realize that I hadn't really been walking with Christ before. My life just began to be filled with all the virtues we've been talking about this summer, you know, as we preach through Galatians 5 and the gifts of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. One Bible verse that was a huge Bible verse for me during that season, it was the first verse I ever memorized, it was 1 Thessalonians 4:3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, and that you abstain from sexual immorality. I realized that it was God's will for my life to grow in personal holiness and love for him, and that a relationship that didn't include growth and a continuing love for God, it wasn't a real relationship if it didn't have those. And so even though I was taking significant steps to pursue Jesus during this time, Christian life is filled with all kinds of, you know, mess-ups long after we come to faith. And so I want to tell you guys about one of those as well. After high school, I took a gap year to do ministry to see if I wanted to pursue that. And during this year, after I came out of it, it was summer before I left for college. I'd been done with my gap year. It was coming off the highest year of my life spiritually. I had been reading, praying, and growing in my discipline with the Lord. But that summer, I fell into a huge dry spot. So this is a year ago. I was complacent in my faith and had no desire to read or fight sin. And so, and this was after having been reading for so long, I began to choose things that were comfortable instead of getting into the Word. I spent a lot of time binge-watching Netflix all the time, and I was avoiding God's Word, and I knew that that was hurting me emotionally and spiritually. Guys in my community were praying and encouraging me through my lack of commitment, though, and I was convicted of just my slothful attitude towards reading God's Word, and it came from a really unlikely source. One day I was watching The Office, and I'd been watching The Office. That was the problem. Like, just so much all the time. And it was the part where they get married, Jim and Pam, like, towards, like, season 2 or 3, and the officiator begins reading from 1 Corinthians, and he reads that very basic Bible verse that we hear at every wedding, 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is patient and kind, love does not envy or boast, and it is not arrogant. And after reading this, I remember it was just, like, it broke, you know, this numbness I'd been feeling for so long. Or it was, like, totally random because I was just watching The Office, but a Bible verse being read in the show just made me realize like how much better it felt to hear God's truth than it did to just continually watch TV like all the time to an unhealthy extent. And so after this, I started getting back into the Word daily, even on the days that it was difficult. Because sometimes it can be tempting to only read the Bible when we feel like it, but we have to develop a habit of reading Scripture before we have a heart for reading Scripture. And the Lord tells us in Matthew 4:4, a man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word from the mouth of God. Reading the Bible is what feeds our soul like food fuels our body. And if you're expecting to continue in the faith without eating, it's like you're trying to continue living without food. When I don't get in the Word, I'm failing to lean on God for wisdom and strength. And at these points, I'm prone to be apathetic and harsh with people. This is why we work on our spiritual disciplines of prayer, Scripture reading, Christian community, so that we're continually transformed and sustained by the way that God has chosen to help us abide in Him. Through consistency in the Word and Christian community, I've become a person who's much more driven for God and gentle towards others. My encouragement to you guys today is to take advantage of this incredible ministry at Shoreline. There are small groups during the school year that will give you guys accountability as you seek to grow in your relationship with God. And I invite you to pray alongside me as I pray for my own life that God would make you aware of your daily need for His Word and your eternal need for faith in Him through Christ. It's been awesome being here with you guys, and thanks so much for listening.